From the Sky News Centre at 4, a plan to use community support officers for daily police chores has been criticised by one senior politician as a serious departure from traditional policing. Keith Baz, who's chair of the Home Affairs Select Committee, has voiced concerns about the idea from South Yorkshire Police. The force insists community officers won't replace regular police, but these people in Barnsley aren't convinced.
Round Barnsley town centre now, there's not enough police knocking about. It's all community ones.
I think it's good that there are people about taking care of things on the streets.
I think they're pointless if you're asking me. I don't understand what they do.
I think it's policing on the cheap.
David Cameron has met Burma's pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, becoming the first Western leader to visit the country in decades. He used the opportunity to say sanctions on the former British colony should be suspended. A Christian group's considering legal action against London's mayor for banning their ad campaign targeting gays. Boris Johnson's preventing the bus adverts because the group behind it thinks therapy may cure gay people. Dr. Mike Davidson from the Christian group The Core Issues Trust says they should be allowed to talk openly about such issues without being attacked.
Generally, in the UK at the moment, anybody who expresses a different point of view is immediately labelled a homophobe and somebody who is a kind of purveying hate. And I think that's inaccurate and it's unfair.
The Royal Mail's capped the number of stamps that shops can order to stop them bulk buying before prices increase. On April the 30th, first class goes up to 60p and second class to 50p. The odds aren't too bad for a first ever female winner of the Grand National tomorrow. Nina Carberry will be on board 18-1 shot Organised Confusion, while Katie Walsh rides Seabass, who's priced at 22-1. And Colin Rooney's led the way at a sold out Grand National's Ladies' Day Aintree. An estimated 50,000 punters are there. That's the latest. I'm Claire Gregory.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
You know the bed feels warmer.
Stronger, stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little
FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Slow traffic on the M25 clockwise between junction 29 and the QE2 bridge. Travel time's an extra 45 minutes. Tailbacks for 9 miles there. Slow traffic on the A13 eastbound in Basildon between the Pitsey flyover and the Saddlers Farm roundabout. Slow traffic on the A114 Van Diamonds Road eastbound in Chelmsford between the Van Diamonds Lane Junction and the Army and Navy. Also affecting the Basildon, the Baddow Road, sorry, between the Meadgate Avenue and the Army and Navy. And there are temporary traffic lights on the High Street in Ingatestone at the Frining Lane Junction to be aware of. If you've got to go that way, you may be delayed. Delays on the District Line at Plaistow. Delays also on the Docklands Light Railway, Bank to Woolwich Arsenal. And on the Hammersmith and City Line, there's no service, Moorgate to Barking.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
Digital TV switchover is coming to your area in April. Everybody needs to be ready. Do you need help in switching to digital TV? If you are 75 or over, registered blind or partially sighted, or eligible for disability benefits, the Switchover Help Scheme offers practical help to convert one of your TV sets to digital. To get the help you are entitled to, you need to reply to the letter the Help Scheme has sent you. It is not too late. Fill out the application form and return it to us or phone our free Help Scheme number 0800 40 87 656. The Switchover Help Scheme is run by the BBC under agreement with the government. For further information, visit the website helpscheme.co.uk.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I hope you're enjoying your Friday and looking forward to the weekend. As promised, my guest is in the studio and ready and waiting. We'll be speaking very shortly to Danny Davis from the Chartered Institute of Plumbing and Heating Engineers, and we are going to be talking specifically on water.
I've been a dude.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Up next week on Thursday the 19th of April, Depression in Chronic Illness is going to be presented to you by Diabetes UK's Brentwood Voluntary Group. This will happen at Doddinghurst Road Community Church on the Doddinghurst Road in Brentwood, and Maureen Plant from Mind will be taking this. If you need to know more, you can call this number, Brentwood 224299, or you can get those details again on our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
And I'm pleased to say that I'm now joined in the studio by Danny Davis from the Chartered Institute of Plumbing and Heating Engineers. Hello, Danny.
Hi, Gabby.
That's good. I think we can hear you. Brilliant. I just wanted to check. It's a Friday, so it means that you might find that some of my words just come out completely wrong. Because after all of the hours of having my radio shows this week, my language skills are just rubbish. So, anyway, today we're going to talk about water in particular, aren't we? Mm-hmm. We're probably... no doubt cover some other stuff as well, as we generally do, but today in particular we're going to talk about water. So my first question to you, if you don't mind, if I could ask you a question, was going to be, actually no, let's go right to the beginning. Let's ask this question: what are the benefits of saving water?
Well, saving water's got all kinds of benefits. Throughout the country at the moment, most of the areas are going to be subject to a hose pipe ban because of the droughts that we're on. So everyone is going to be strapped. You can't use a hose pipe in your garden. People will still want to water their garden. So there's other things, not just in the home, but outside of the home. So outside of the home, you can save water in quite a lot of ways. Put a button, a rainwater button. Connect it to your house or to your shed, to the rainwater pipe, and save water that way for watering your garden. Or, you know, there's many, many different things that you can do, but the critical thing is actually reducing the amount of water we use in a home. Everybody in this country, it's estimated, in the home uses about 150 litres per day, and about a third of that goes down your toilet, fresh, clean water. So there are more drastic things and more expensive things you can do, like utilising rainwater in the home and grey water with, you know, proper systems that you buy in and get professionally installed. But there are other things just about the way we use water, using water more wisely, you know, putting maybe some restrictors, aerators on taps to make it look like you're using the same amount of water, but you're effectively using less water. There's a lot of very clever things you can do that go beyond people's habits. You know, people leaving the water running while they brush their teeth, or when they have a shave, or when they're washing vegetables, just filling a bowl, again, saves an awful lot of water. These are all, you know, really simple things, but very effective.
Okay, what I'd like to know, I just want to know what you would say to, sometimes you can live with people. This is the problem I personally find with the whole saving water and the same goes for heating. Mm-hmm. And it's like other people's ways and methods and their ways of thinking that they're being, careful with the heating or, you know, not, mm-hmm. are completely different.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example with water. My dad takes a bath, mm-hmm. so I think, oh, he doesn't, you know, all of that water he's using.
Mm-hmm.
But someone like me probably does more washing, like clothes washing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably, than my dad. So I'm probably using... just about the same amount of water. Do you know what I mean? It's like you level out.
You do.
What do you say? But my question to you was going to be, what do you say to a person you live with, and they've got? And I'm going to give the example. This isn't the example that's relevant to me and my dad, but I'm the sort of person that. I think that really you don't always need to flush the toilet after every single use, depending on what that use is for, obviously.
There is
how are you going to get round the person that then says to you, you're really unhygienic? What would you say? What would you say if I said to you, no, I only wash it every other time I go? Would you say, and then I turned around to you and I said, I think you're really, really unhygienic.
There is a mindset.
What would you say?
Some people do, and I think a few years ago there was even a politician that suggested people shouldn't always flush the toilet.
Yeah, there was loads of controversy around it.
There was a lot of controversy around it.
It's ridiculous.
It's one of those things. In some modern homes, the water that you flush down the toilet probably won't even come from the mains water supply. It will come from a backup that's taking rainwater or grey water, which is the water that goes down your bath.
Really? So that's in modern homes?
Yeah, a lot of modern homes are being built that way now.
Wow.
Systems in.
Is there a way that you can check to see if your house is
you wouldn't
has
be able
got
to,
this?
To check yourself. If you bought a brand new home, it may have it. Not all will, because builders aren't legally
okay.
required to do it.
You'd have to check. It'll probably be on the survey or
it's
something.
It's common in places like Australia, you know, countries out
really?
There that are, you know, more drought-stricken than what we are. But in the UK, they are becoming more common. So in that type of a house, you're not using, you know, wholesome water that's been treated that you're paying for and then flushing it down the toilet. But there are things, modern toilets flush a lot less water than older toilets. Mm. You could, if you've got a toilet that may, you know, be 10, 15 years old, that might flush 7.5 litres. An older one might flush 9 litres. Modern toilets, some of them flush 4 litres, 6 litres. So even just, some people might buy a
what?
New toilet.
Hang on a minute. Every mm-hmm. time you flush the toilet, yeah. I need to get this into my head. How many litres of water
An
goes down?
An average modern toilet will be about 6 litres.
I don't believe it. Yeah.
Some older ones might be 9 litres.
That's like, 6 litres is like over a day's worth of how much you need to drink.
Yeah,
you know, that's about, you know, perhaps even 2 people.
But that's accepted as the norm in this country.
God,
that's what
every time you flush the toilet, I still
not
can't.
Not with all. Some toilets you might have, if you see the 2 buttons on the top, one will be a full flush, one will be a half flush. So you might be flushing 3.
People should know. People need to know this. Did you know that your toilet could be flushing 6 to 8 litres? That makes it sound like, I wonder how many baths you mm-hmm. fill up of toilet water a day. What do you reckon? Could you give a rough prediction?
A bath of what, sorry?
Are you not listening to me?
A bath of toilet water.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying there should be toilet water in the bath, but there I'm shouldn't. Saying, like, how many baths, mm-hmm. you know, worth? So, like, how many bathtubs? Because we always think of a bathtub full of water and we think, yeah, that's quite a lot of water, don't mm-hmm. we?
Baths vary. I measured
one as part
of a water audit.
Well, I know that baths vary, but my question to you is, how many bath waters of toilet water do you think, perhaps a swimming pool, or is it not quite that big?
No,
a jacuzzi worth?
I don't think it'd be that big. It's a difficult one to work out.
We need to get it into perspective, because
yeah,
it will help motivate people,
I'll do some
I think.
Number crunching, I'll tell you the next time I come.
I don't think there's any number crunching, don't worry. I think it's just a prediction.
But the fact of the matter is, people don't realise what they're doing, and I would never tell people, don't flush your toilet. You can get things from your water company that you can put in the cistern that reduce the amount of water you flush.
Oh, really?
Effectively, some of them call them HIPPO, some of them call them Saver Flush.
HIPPO.
But it just goes in there.
Love
and it. And it just, some of them fill up, they have crystals inside and they expand. So it just takes up a bit more space in the system, so there's less water in there.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be encouraging people to cut down on the amount of times they go to the toilet or anything like that.
No, I wouldn't.
Simple things.
Not the amount of times.
Yeah.
I'm saying the amount of times you flush. I mean, you should never limit the amount of times you go to the toilet.
Some people, you might have a toilet that might be a bit worn, it might be 10, 15 years old, and you go to some people's houses and they'll say, when you flush the toilet, there's a bit of a knack to it. And if you've got that instance where you flush it and it doesn't flush everything away, and then you flush it again instantly, even on a modern toilet, you might have flushed 12 litres, which... get the toilet fixed. These are all simple things. If you've got an overflow outside that's running, it's wasting water, so get it fixed. The same with dripping taps. There's a lot of things about people's habits, but some people just don't understand. And in a lot of instances, if you don't have a water meter at home, it doesn't matter to some people. They're on a standard charge, it doesn't change. But it's only when people are on a water meter that they actually understand how much water they're actually wasting. And at this time of the year as well, people might run the tap to fill a glass with water, but it might come out a bit warmer than they like at the start, so they run it and they run it and they run it until they get the cold water. Again, wastes an amazing amount of water. Simple things like filling a jug with water and put it in your fridge. It'll soon go cold, and then you're not wasting loads of water running it off.
Yeah.
There's a lot of simple things that people can do, and there are a lot of good tips online. There's some on our website. Your local water company will probably have a pack that they can provide you with that tells you how to save water. Look online. WaterWise is another good website. Some great tips. Save water, save money is another one. There's loads of websites people can go on. A lot of very simple tips. Some packs that you can buy quite cheaply that you can retrofit in your home to reduce the amount of water you use. But again, people need to be careful of what they put onto their system, because some restricting devices are not suitable for all appliances. Things like electric showers, you should never put any kind of a restrictor on that, because you can risk the shower overheating and scalding you. So you do have to be careful, but there are plenty of things that you can do to save the amount of water. Very simple things, but if you're on a water meter, you will notice a change in your bills, because without people just carry on. If a bill is one amount the next month, and the next month it's not gone up, then they accept it and just carry on. But you can reduce the amount of water you use in the home, and it will have an effect.
Yeah, and are water bills going up?
Well,
on the whole, I mean, is water becoming more expensive?
At the end of the day, if it's not, it will do. I mean, it's a commodity at the end of the day, and we're in a country where the population is going up, but the amount of water that we've got isn't. Some water companies might put in plans for new reservoirs, but they're not always accepted. So there's a lot of things going on, but when a population increases, even the world population is increasing, but there's a finite amount of water on the planet. It's never going to increase. We will always have the same amount of water. So things, undoubtedly, the price will go up. It just recycles, yeah. It depends. I mean, it might take 20,000 years for it to come back through the system. If you look at the water cycle, for example. But yeah, the water, we use it, it goes away, it's treated, and then it comes back to you. Essentially, that's how it works.
So is it not getting recycled then?
Yeah, the water does get recycled in a number of ways.
Yeah.
But
we can't actually create more of it.
We certainly can't, no.
It's not looking good at all. Is there anything else that people need to be aware of? I mean, it's been raining quite a lot recently, so I can imagine that people are now like, oh, well, you know, it started raining again, we don't need to worry.
Again, that might be the mindset of some people. You know, we've got parts of the country that have got hosepipe bans on them now, and there are other parts that have got flood warnings. But the water companies, if they set a policy in place for a hosepipe ban, it will happen. So people will have to change their habits. If they want to water their garden, then they're going to have to use a watering can or recycle the water. Water butts, you know, you can pick them up in your local hardware store. They're not that difficult to fit. Again, a plumber will be able to come and fit. Some avid DIYers might be able to fit it. And it just, the water that falls out of the sky, you're not paying for it. You just store it and then draw it off and water your plants with it, or do whatever you want within the garden. Just don't drink it.
Now, swimming pools, do they have to buy water? Or do they always recycle theirs?
Well, obviously, to fill it, you're going to treat it as it goes along.
Yeah.
So it will
but
be
But do they lose any? Do they ever have to buy any?
Well,
do they have to stick a hose in?
If you put a swimming pool in, your water company will require that you have a water meter. So they will measure the amount of water that comes in, and you will be charged accordingly for it. But there will be an element of treatment in there, and some people will heat them as well. So they're not the cheapest things to run at the best of times anyway.
No. I mean, maybe they should be banned.
Well,
you're laughing.
I won't
now.
Go that far. At the end of the day, if you pay for what you use, then it's fine. But there are people. The water company might not even allow you to have a swimming pool if they so wish. But
really?
You will be metered.
Perhaps that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to start putting restrictions on building pools.
Well, I mean, there's various different ways.
That's what it might all come down to one day. You never know. The world could get so overpopulated that that's what they have to do. And from now on, no one's allowed a private pool. You know, it all has to be communal swimming.
Well, there's limits to what you can restrict people to.
That's what they used to do in the olden days. You remember, you know, if you go to some beaches, they've still got the old paddling pools that they set up next to the beach. That's really old-fashioned, isn't it? But they still exist.
But in modern houses now, modern houses that are being built, there are things that people can do to offset the water that they use. So if people want a power shower that's pumping and using loads of water, then they have to offset by using rainwater for other purposes, for toilet flushing, for, you know, washing machines and things like that, and grey water. Mm-hmm. So essentially, you're using water twice. You might have a bath, and then when your bath runs away, you capture it somewhere else in the house, treat it, and then flush your toilets with it.
Yeah.
So if people do want to have these more extravagant things in their homes, then they can offset their water use elsewhere. So they can still have it, but they are, you know, recycling what they use internally within their house.
Yeah, okay, I see. So people that like a bit of luxury, they can still find a way.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. You're allowed one treat at least a day, surely. Now, is there anything else that we should know about water, saving it?
Well, I mean, the one phrase that we're coining at the moment at the Institute is save water safely, use water... It's not going to come out now, but essentially
it's Friday, don't worry.
It is Friday, yeah. But just be safe in the way that, you know, we're not telling people to restrict what they do if it's within reason, and we're not in a position to do that. But it's use water wisely, save water safely. So just be careful. Don't leave the tap running. If you've got something, a dripping tap, get it fixed. If there's an overflow, get it fixed, because you're wasting a valuable resource. So use it wisely and save it safely. Save it safely being that if you're going to look at restricting the way that you do it, seek advice from a professional. Get a plumber into your home, a professional plumber, and seek their advice on what you can actually do within your system. Don't go trying to change your system and adapt it and put things in and just buy things from your local hardware store and add it, because water quality is a very important thing, and having water at the right temperature for various things in the home, again, is critically important. But the quality of the water is key, so you don't want to be adding to your system that's going to be to the detriment of your health. So use it wisely and save it safely would be my advice.
Oh, okay, thanks for that. But you've actually just reminded me of a question that I wanted to ask you, and I've just thought of it. It was something I thought about earlier while I was in a place. Now, I haven't got great strength in my hands as it is.
Okay.
Because I've had basically a bit like chilblains on my fingers all winter, yeah.
Oh, dear.
So it's caused me some problems when I've been turning off taps, and my pain was so bad over the winter that I actually used to have to use towels and things to undo things and whatnot and turn back on taps. But still, I found that now the winter's over, a tap I often have to turn off, still, it's almost like it won't... I mean, maybe it's because my grip is weak,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just not turning it off properly.
Okay.
It's an old-fashioned type of tap,
mm-hmm.
and it's dripping. And I have tried to, you know, my hands are better now, so I've really, really put my strength into it.
The tap probably
and it
needs
seems,
rewasher in.
Is that what the problem
yeah,
is?
Yeah, basically.
And that can be fixed?
It can be fixed.
So really, someone might have a dripping tap, but they're not getting it fixed because they're worried about their money, maybe.
Yep.
And all it requires is a washer.
Yeah.
So that's not really going to cost very much money.
No.
Now, it probably will require a plumber to do it, but it will probably take the plumber, 5 minutes?
If the system's simple and there's valves to isolate the water supply, it shouldn't take long. Some avid DIYers might have a go, and over the years, you know, people have done those types of things, but... Again, you hear horror stories that people have just tried to replace it with a bit of leather, but instead of the rubber
oh,
washer.
Oh no, get a washer. Which,
again, it is a very simple thing. It's very simple to fix.
Okay. And probably won't cost that much money.
Might just leave it dripping and dripping and dripping, and you'd be amazed how much a dripping tap will actually waste over a day. You know, it could probably comfortably fill your washing up bowl and then overspill. And if you imagine some of those hold 9 litres of water again, it's people don't really see. And again, if they're not on a water meter, they don't see the cost implications of it. But it's wasting what's considered a valuable resource. You know, you've only got to look worldwide into Africa and places like that that walk miles and miles and miles. They
just to get
truly appreciate the value of water.
Perhaps we should all go and live. We'll probably, you know, I think perhaps we should go on placement to Africa. It's part of our education. Learn to appreciate the little things.
Well, that's it.
It makes you have a completely different approach to life. Well, I very much appreciate you coming in today, Danny, and sharing valuable information. We were talking about information value, weren't we, earlier, just between the two of us. So thank you so much for sharing that.
That's not a problem.
And I hope you have a good workout at the gym.
Trucks Pothole Watch, helping you to look after your vehicle.
Okay, just a few for you to watch out for that might still be around as you go into Brentwood on the Ingrove Road at the junction with the Queens Road at the roundabout. You might come across one. You might find one as you go south on Maskells Lane off of the A1023. And you might find one on the A128 northbound between Kelvin and Hatch and Doddinghurst, about 150 yards before reaching the speed camera close to the camping supplies shop.
Help us to help you. Visit skidmarksltd.com and click on Pothole Watch. Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's very slow traffic on the M25 clockwise between junction 29 of Upminster and the QE2 bridge. Travel time's an extra 45 minutes because tailbacks are for 9 miles. Slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm roundabout. Slow traffic on the A132 East Main eastbound in Wickford between Navenden and the Cranfield Park Road junction. Slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy, also affecting the B1009 Baddow Road. Temporary traffic lights on the High Street in Ingatestone, affecting both lanes at the Frining Lane junction. Delays on the District Line at Plaisdale. No service on the Hammersmith and City Line, Moorgate to Barking. And delays on the Docklands Light Railway, Bank to Woolwich Arsenal.
Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Oh, this one's called A Girl Called Eddie.
Boy, somebody hurt you. Boy, I wish I knew. Could look into your sad eyes. Such a sweet thing.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul. Whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades, every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
His name is Noel. I have a dream about him. He rings my bell. I got gym class in half an hour. Oh, how he rocks in kids and tube socks. But he doesn't know who I am.
A great sort of redone version, or cover version, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, Teenage Dirtbag with Girls Aloud. I really, really like that, I have to say.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Sunday the 22nd of April at 7pm, there's going to be an evening of country music organised by GT Promotions at the Brentwood Theatre. The regular country music club at the Brentwood Theatre this month with Speed Limit and John Wharton. It is £11 to go along. Call the box office on 01277 200305, or go to our website for those details again, plus lots more events for the remainder of April. All the www.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
A massive thank you to my guest, Danny Davis, coming in to speak specifically on the subject of water. I didn't realise, well, I asked him today, Danny is actually a qualified qualified plumber, and then after that he did another course. It was a higher course than that. He did that out in America, and he said that apparently the way plumbers are taught out there are actually better than the ways plumbers are taught in the UK. So it was a very eye-opening, I'm sure, experience for him. Anyway, Danny's gone to the gym now, so hopefully he won't be using up too much water there.
Get down on the rhythm, rock on.